This is Friday, Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellenson. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Bacon-Martin. She's the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
We're going to talk about the thing that makes me happier than anything.
If I know you, that's theater.
That is theater. Well, it's also food, and that's at the end of this segment.
Oh, okay, okay.
But this weekend is a veritable smorgasbord of theater, followed by dessert, so to speak, next weekend.
Okay.
So here we go.
Very good.
This weekend only, Show and Tell, a Sheet Fort Experience. This is Artist Laboratory Theater. It's happening at 21 West Mountain Street in Fayetteville, 8 o'clock today and 8 o'clock tomorrow. As they did before, the company's going to build a giant sheet fort. You know, the kind we built when we were kids.
Sure.
And this time, inside it will be Show and Tell, a multimedia kind of thing. They say whether it's in the form of an insightful to-do list on a post-it note or online personal ads, home movies or street art, it's a show of found items.
So you'll go through as a patron, you'll go through the sheet fort and look at each item?
Right. They warn that this is for adult audiences, but it should be interesting. Now, this weekend and next weekend, Ladies in Retirement at Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. It's 7:30 tonight and tomorrow, 3 o'clock Sunday, and 7:30 next Friday and Saturday. Tickets are $10 to $20. This is a murder mystery set in the 1880s, so we get beautiful Victorian costumes. And it's about an aging actress who hires a new companion, and then the new companion's sisters come to stay, and then the aging actress disappears.
Uh-oh.
And Betty Butcher's in it. Should be great fun, and you can find out more about it at 751-5441.
That's at ACO.
This weekend and next.
Gotcha.
I told you it's, wow, wow. This weekend and next at Fort Smith Little Theater.
I know what this show is.
Sex, Please, We're 60. In the vein one assumes of Run for Your Wife.
That sort of, yes.
That British sort of comedy. It's at 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2:30 Sunday, and again next weekend. Tickets are $10. It starts with a prim innkeeper and an amorous neighbor who frequents her successful bed and breakfast, where many of the guests happen to be menopausal women. That's funny already. Mix in another neighbor who's developed a little blue pill called Venusia.
Okay.
A famous writer of racy romance novels, and a Southern belle with an overactive libido. Should be lots of fun. 783-2966.
That's at Fort Smith Little Theater.
This weekend and next at Rogers Little Theater. Quite possibly my favorite play of all time. Arsenic and Old Lace.
Another, we got some hijinks. We have some laughter. We have some elderly
some murder
women.
Murder and poisoning.
I see
of course,
a trend.
You know the story. It was a movie with Cary Grant. Two elderly spinster sisters who just want to do the right thing by lonely men who come to their house seeking a room.
Yeah, yeah.
And the right thing happens to be killing them.
I was going to say, the room comes up for rent a lot.
A lot.
A lot of turnover.
And then they bury them in the Panama Canal.
Yes.
And you know this. And it stars Kathy McClure and Elizabeth Kissinger. It's going to be hilarious. Tickets are $15 to $42. 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday. And then again next weekend, 631-8988.
That's Rogers Little Theater.
And starting next Friday, this is the dessert, Reasons to be Pretty at Theater Squared.
Neil LaBute's play, nominated for Best Play for a Tony.
And if you know anything about Neil LaBute, I think his stuff is brutal. Funny, but brutal.
This one is, by all accounts, from the New York Times to the cast,
less
to the
brutal.
Director, less brutal, more funny, but honest. Honest is the word they use.
I think that it will, if nothing else, be interesting. One of the reviews I read said, you know, if nothing else, you're going to have a lot to talk about on the way home.
Yeah, that's good theater.
So, yes, it is. 7:30 April 15th, 2 and 7:30 April 16th, 2 o'clock April 17th, and again the next two weekends. Tickets start at $22.
Okay.
571-2728. Also this weekend, some of my other favorite topics, quilts.
Where?
Tomorrow's Heirlooms 3, it's a juried show sponsored by the Quilt Guild of Northwest Arkansas, and it's at the Benton County Fairgrounds.
Okay.
It ends at 6 today, and it's 9 to 6 tomorrow. Admission is $5. 250 quilts, gorgeous stuff, The UFO conference is this weekend in Eureka Springs.
Uh-huh.
With music by John Two Hawks.
Yes. He's a personal friend of one of the speakers, I believe.
Yes. And, you know, love me some UFOs. So doors open at 8 o'clock today and close at noon on Sunday. You can find out more at OzarkUFO.com. There's a new exhibit at the Rogers Historical Museum of Children's Book Illustrations.
Oh, fantastic.
Beautiful stuff. It's called Draw Me a Story, A Century of Children's Book Illustrations.
This is a traveling.
Traveling exhibit. It's free, and it's open through May 21st.
Perfect.
621-1154. Tomorrow at 2, the Canadian Tenors.
And now remember, that's an afternoon show.
Right.
2
Do not
o'clock.
Be confused.
Right.
It's not 2 in the morning or 7 at night. It's
right.
2 in the afternoon. Tickets start at $24 at the Walton Arts Center. The Horse Festival is this weekend.
With an equine extremist named Tommy Turvey.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
It means he gets his horses to do cool things.
Oh, okay.
I checked to see what equine extremist meant. It starts at, I believe, 10 tomorrow at the Pauline Whitaker Arena on the University of Arkansas campus. The shows are at noon and 3:30, horsefestival.org. And Pettigrew Day is tomorrow.
That's right, in Pettigrew.
It's a chance for friends and family of Madison County to come and talk about the history of the community. You know, it started with the Shiloh Museum and Wayne and June Martin, and it's a great thing. This year's topic is canning. And Joy Russell's going to speak on Madison County Mysteries. Starts at 1 o'clock tomorrow, 7508165 for information. And the food part of this equation, because theater, food,
right.
Chopped in the Ozarks.
Monday night.
It's based on the popular TV show, obviously. It's a Walton Arts Center fundraiser. It features chefs Jeremy Gothrop of Greenhouse Grill, Dane Main of Petite Bistro, Chrissy Sanderson of the Northwest Arkansas Community College Culinary Arts Program, and William McCormick of Farrell's.
Yes, on Dixon Street.
And they will make things like pate de foie gras out of Spam.
Well, they don't know what they're going to have.
Right.
They get a basket and they lift it off and
last
they
year
have
it
to
really
make
was Spam.
Okay, I doubt it was Spam this year, but something.
Probably not. If you come, you get beverages and heavy hors d'oeuvres that are catered by Bill Lyle's team at Ella's Restaurant, and he was the winner last year.
I see. Okay.
You can also come and laugh at me because I'm one of the judges.
Oh, really?
Tickets are $100 to $125, and you can call 443-5600. And we'll have more food Sunday because we're going to talk about some restaurants that have been featured in What's Up lately.
Thanks, Becca.
Thanks, Kyle.
Becca Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.